Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
You need to get out of bed and wake up.
Get your butt up.
Time to wake up.
Don't hit snooze.
Wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Get up.
You gotta wake up.
We might not stain your teeth, but there may be a stain after today's wake up week.
Oh yeah, might be a stain.
We kicked off wake up week with bagpipes. And then we followed it up yesterday with a drum line.
He's literally not moving. Well, that's
dang.
Really cussing, I guess.
I'm going to put some headphones on you. What do you think about that?
Good morning. I'm so tired.
We realized kids are getting way tougher nowadays.
I don't ever remember sleeping that soundly. You know? I mean, ever in my life.
I guess when you're young, you just no care in the world. We have to step up.
Yeah.
And today, I'm telling you, get to Kid TV. Because today is one you want to watch.
Gotta hurry.
This one's going to be a slow build.
Oh, really?
We're not just going to just go in there. This is going to be a slow build.
Oh, that's freaking out.
Because we got the darkhourhauntedhouse.com people helping us out. Imagine you're Liam and you're sleeping in your nice dark home. It's nice and cozy.
Yeah, one
bit. You just played your football game last night, so you're definitely tired and you definitely want to sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom wants to wake you up to go to school, but it's not going to be the same as it is every day. Today's different. Today, mom's not waking Liam up. Today, five monsters.
Yeah.
Is that what you would call them, Elena?
The voodoo priest.
Something close to that, yeah.
Elena standing by.
Full costume.
With Liam's mom, Becky, and five very, very scary men.
You call it costumes.
It's their uniforms.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they are professionals. They've scared me like four times, and I know they're here. Like, how does that happen?
Is that we talked to them before the break. Is that how he speaks? Like, real?
So I haven't heard anything else.
He talks like this.
Yes. It's horrible.
I don't know if I'd be more afraid if they came into my room and made a lot of noise or if they just were standing there and I woke up.
I think I'd have a heart attack.
This is the best way I can describe it. Is this last season of True Detective, the bad guy wore one of those dark bird bird beak.
There's one of those.
Feathers, and that's the kind of outfit they have on.
Well, Liam's 13 and hopefully his heart is strong.
Yeah.
Well as his bladder.
You know what we should have told Liam's mom to do, Becky, is tell the neighbors not to call the cops when Liam screams. Because this might be a screamer.
Yeah. I might scream too. So
911
is so bad.
Elena, you know what's happening.
I know. I can't help it.
So Elena, how is this going to be different? How is this a slow build?
Okay, so we're standing outside the room now. Once we get in there, I'll be the first one in.
Sure.
And then they'll come in behind me, and they've got this kind of like chant that they're going to do.
Oh, a chant.
Yeah, and then I think once they finish that, they've got these horrible whistles. They told me during the break that it's supposed to mock like the cry of like the screams of like 1,000 people.
Oh.
So that should be fun.
Oh,
or something similar to fun.
This is voodoo stuff. We shouldn't be messing with this.
No, well, you know what? Wake up then, kids.
He's going to think he's being sacrificed or something.
Exactly.
This is so bad.
This
I feel guilty.
Is incredible.
He's the sacrificial Liam.
Too.
Sacrificial Liam.
And Elena, mom's approved it, right? She's excited about it.
I think mom's second guessing
it,
too.
She better sign a waiver.
Yeah, mom was on board. I don't know if she's still 100% in.
Oh, boy.
I am so excited.
She's thinking, they'll have somebody with symbols. It'll be so cute.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Don't worry. If you can't get to Kid TV right now to watch this go on live, we will post it on Kid Nation later on.
So bad.
I know if you're sitting in your car and you're like, wait, let me get to work. No, I'm sorry. We're going to go through it with it. But when you get to work, make sure you watch the video.
That scares me.
Let's do it.
We might have to call an audible and just cancel this one.
Kelly, we're doing it.
That scares me more than anything else. A chant.
Liam did this to himself.
All right, from the dark hour haunted house.
All right, let's
enter the voodoo priest.
Let's wake up Liam.
Proceed, Elena.
Okay.
Here we go. Shh. Oh, he even has a cool sign on his door. It says,
okay,
closed.
I'm in the room.
Totally asleep. It's pitch black.
I could hear him breathing.
Go for it.
They're in the room. Around
Kumate!
The-
What's wrong with you,
kid? I hate you, Dad.
He's remarkably calm.
What is wrong with
Good
you,
morning.
Liam?
You're on the Kid Craddock Morning Show Wake Up Week. Can you say hey to everybody?
Hi.
Hi, Liam. This is Kelly Raspberry.
Hi, Kelly.
What in the world? What?
Why are you not covered in your own vomit right now? Why aren't you scared?
I was terrified. I'm still kind of in shock.
Did you pee in the bed?
No, not yet.
He wouldn't be pulling his covers off if he was.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on being the first teenager we've woken up this week who was wearing clothes to bed.
Hey, good job, Liam. Way to wear some clothes.
It's almost like you knew. Did you have any idea your mom was planning this behind your back?
Well, last night my dad said he's going to wake me up earlier, so I was like, I didn't know what was going to happen.
Well, congratulations.
This happened,
the
Liam.
The voodoo priests were there to wake you up instead of dad.
Yeah.
Are they scary looking, Liam?
Yes.
Liam, please describe what you're looking at right now.
I'm looking at like a ram, a bird, and like a rat.
Unfortunately, your sister didn't make it. She had to be sacrificed earlier.
Sorry about that, Leo.
We thought that was you screaming for a minute, but that's actually those whistles.
Cool.
They sound just like people screaming.
Yes.
That's probably why Liam didn't get scared. He's like, there's chicks in my room.
So, Liam, why are you sitting up so late playing PS4 when you know you got to get up for school?
No comment.
No comment. Well, hold on. Did you win your football game last night, Liam?
It was a scrimmage.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
What position do you play?
Wide receiver and cornerback.
That's right.
Man. That's what I used to do back in the day.
He's the man on campus, you can tell, right?
Yeah.
His name is Liam, of
Come
course.
On
of course he's the man.
Well, Liam,
cool,
don't do this to your mother every day. We might have to resort to more drastic measures than this.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Yeah, like real dead
Do
people.
You admit that you're pretty hard for your poor mom to wake up every morning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have you do a pledge, Liam, to make sure that you wake up.
Okay.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me, Liam. Your right hand.
That's a
hand. There's a delay on the camera.
All right. All right.
I, Liam,
promise to wake up every morning when I'm supposed to.
Promise to wake up every morning when I'm supposed to.
I also promise to do the one thing I hate the most.
To do the one thing I hate the most.
I promise to go shopping with my sister.
Oh, man.
You let out a sigh on that one.
Bro!
I promise to go shopping with my sister.
If I do not, I give the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I give the Kid Craddock Morning Show
permission to wake me up.
Oh gosh, permission to wake me up
in ways that will scar me for life. All right, Liam, we all heard it.
All right, good job.
And Liam, you're not gonna walk away empty-handed. Elena, can you tell Liam?
Yeah, it's not the worst. You're gonna get thanks to Pilot Pen. You're gonna get $250. Plus another $250 to give to your favorite teacher at school. And we got some really cool pins for you, too.
Yay.
I would give it to Coach. You know?
Yeah, you can give it to your coach. Maybe get some playing time.
Liam, would you like to be inducted into the voodoo priest tribe? Maybe you can do a little chant and a little voodoo stomp with them or something?
Yeah, take us out with the whistles
again. Take us out with some voodoo chant. And these are the voodoo priests from Dark Hour Haunted House.
All right, take
Obviously,
us out, guys.
Obviously, the serious haunted house.
Oh boy.
Whistles.
Sounds like a One Direction concert in there.
You guys, I'm so excited
about this
because you know how much Halloween's my favorite holiday. But the Dark Hour Haunted House opens September 25th.
Yeah.
It's a different spin on a haunted house, bringing to life the story of the voodoo priest and the witches of Coven Manor in Evil versus Evil.
Oh boy.
It's open every Friday and Saturday.
through October 31st.
I doubt Liam's gone.
DarkHourHauntedHouse.com is where you can find out.
I am going to check this one out.
That's well done, guys. Right. Yeah. That scared me a little.
Yeah, for real.
That was cool.
Tomorrow is the last day of Wake Up Week, and we have our friends from the School of Rock helping us out tomorrow.
Oh, really?
So we'll see how that goes out. I'm sure it's going to be extremely loud.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Welcome to an episode of Why Didn't I Think of That?
Oh, my gosh.
Joining us in the studio is perhaps the smartest man in this building.
In the world.
Yeah.
Let's just call
in the
him
world?
The smartest
okay.
man in the
he's
world.
He's basically like Steve Jobs.
Yeah, he's Steve Jobs minus having to invest a bunch of money and spend That's time. Right. Alex Craig, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Please tell us the name of your company.
My company is potatoparcel.com. Mm-hmm. It is a brand new way of sending a message.
Forget text messages and emails and all that, right?
Right.
What do you do?
Potatoparcel.com is a brand new way of sending an anonymous message to anyone you know on a potato.
Wait a minute. You said on a potato.
Yeah. On a potato, that's right. So
you write the message on a potato.
It's a little known fact. You can stick a stamp on
anything.
Most anything and mail it.
Yeah. Right. Where'd you come up with this idea?
Well, I work at a mobile app company, and I see all these apps trying to revolutionize the way we communicate and change the way we send a message. And I just wanted to revolutionize it myself by doing it in a brand new way. And I thought, what better way than sending it on a potato?
What were the other ideas that you had before you settled on the potato? Like, did you think of cucumber, or did you think anything else?
Yeah, what was the run-up with the food?
That would rot quickly, I think.
Right. Well, actually, so I saw a picture online with, like you were saying, Kelly, stamps on a potato. I just thought, this is it. And I saw another company was already sending potatoes in the mail. And so I just thought, let's take it a step further and add customized anonymous messages.
It have to be under 140 characters.
It does. So it's like a tweet tater.
Yeah.
Tweet.
Yeah. What's the longest message you've sent on a potato? Do you know?
I don't know. There have been some weird messages, though. That's for sure. We've sent a lot of just very strange kind of out there messages that somebody got this in the mail and they probably had no idea who sent this to them or why somebody sent them a potato.
Well, let's just be honest. It's a strange concept. And
yeah.
I would be one of those to think, okay, this is funny. But how in the world are you actually going to make money on something like this?
Well, that's a great question.
And the thing is,
you've actually made
a lot of money, right?
I have, yeah.
A potato sack full, Jenna.
Yeah, let's go to the second day you started doing it, because you posted it on Reddit.
Right.
And apparently people on Reddit like to play pranks, and so they started buying your potatoes with the messages.
Totally, yeah.
Second day, what was your order like?
We had about $2,000 in orders on the second day.
So how does this process work? You get online, you choose the size of potato you want, and your message, and then you take it from there.
And
so how does this work with delivery and the printing?
Right, so the printing, it took us a while to master the technology, but we got the G210 pen. It's hands down the best pen on the market right now to write on a potato.
Okay.
And it's always anonymous.
Always anonymous.
No and hilarious. Like, I could send a potato to somebody and just says, I want to smell your feet.
Yes.
And that could be it.
Okay, but
yes.
Has there been a message that was like, I can't send that?
Yes. So we have one rule on potatoparcel.com. Mm. We do not allow threatening messages because no one should ever feel in danger from a potato.
Never.
It's true. But are some of them just mean and you feel bad?
Surprisingly, a majority of them are positive messages.
Good. Yeah. What was your favorite potato to engrave? I guess, is that what you're doing?
Write on. One of my favorites I thought was really clever was somebody sent a potato to their buddy Dave and it said, good news, we figured out time travel. Bad news, it only works on potatoes. From future Dave.
That's cute.
That is so great.
Yeah. That's pretty
That's
good.
Cute.
You had an extremely successful August.
I saw this on ABC News or something, and at that time, they said that you were making like 10 grand a month.
Right.
Well, Matt, that was before they were talking about it on the news.
Right.
That was before it was on a Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Well, that's right.
Wait till you get these orders again. Potatoparcel.com. Now you have, you've spread throughout the world now. Now you go international?
Yeah, this is a global initiative now.
Oh my God.
Global initiative, he's selling potatoes.
Everybody gonna get rich off potatoes. Do y'all hear me? This man is getting rich off potatoes.
He doesn't even have to cook them. Do you send sweet potatoes?
Maybe for Valentine's Day 2016.
Okay, well, I get some of that because that was my idea.
I'm sure he already thought of it. So you have a rep in the UK.
Yeah, so we have three reps globally. Today, we just launched Potato Parcel Canada.
Yeah.
So we're super excited about that. And they're actually franchising the model out because we saw some competitors.
I'm sorry, Alex. Al has a really unsuccessful bar.
Yeah.
This is... This is just hitting them right, right in the gut, you know.
So funny. Kelly, I can't even get a waitress to work on football Sunday. Yeah.
So you got UK and Canada
and Australia.
And Australia, mate.
So yep, it's right.
Take me through the overhead. So you have an employee that writes on each
I do.
Potato?
So my roommate's girlfriend was my first employee, and I pay her on a per potato basis. And it just cuts into the margin a little bit, but she's been a rock star and she's been killing it. So she's my vice president of operations for potatoparcel.com.
Oh, she's a VP title.
VP, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you had any offers to buy your business? Because normally when a business is, you have.
So there have been some offers for it. And that's where I'm kind of at right now. It's like, what do I do? You know, it's been 4 months of my life that's been nothing but potatoes.
Yeah, it's like Mark Zuckerberg, you know? Like, do you sell?
It's his baby, though. Yeah.
It is my baby. And that's why it's so weird. Like, I've come to the realization if I sell it, like, I'm going to go home. I'm not going to have any potatoes to write on. I don't know what I'm going to do with my time.
Sell it and then you keep a little piece of it. You sell it for a flat rate. I'm not going to give you financial advice. You sell, but you keep part of the company.
Right.
Al, what?
Yeah, I mean,
he doesn't need your advice.
Is there any concern
for coffee later?
I know, but I'm sure. Is there any concern that maybe this is just one of those really fun, trendy things to do, and people might get tired of it, so you might want to sell it? Or come up with another idea.
He has new products. You have new products.
I do. I have new products that are going to change everything you know about potatoes.
Okay.
Like, Alex Craig. Like what are these products?
Well, on September 24th,
this is the exclusive world premiere
of potatoparcel.com newest product launch. We're introducing the Potato Pal. This is a brand new way of imprinting your face on a potato. I have some pictures if you guys want to see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can send
selfies.
You can send a face of yourself, a friend, or a celebrity on a potato.
Wow. That is so cool.
Wow.
That is really, really, really cool.
Don't potatoes start growing stuff out of them after
creepy.
A day or two or a week or something, like roots or...
Right. They do start to sprout after a few weeks.
Yeah.
It's a potato head, literally.
But we actually get our potatoes on a just-in-time kind of basis. We go to Walmart, we buy the bags whenever we have to send a shipment. And so they'll go out the door, and they probably won't sprout for a few weeks. By the time that somebody gets it, like, it's good to go.
Okay.
That's why you can't do other things like a banana message, because that's going to rot.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Like, oh, you just got a stinky banana in the mail, so.
Mm-hmm. We got to come up with a fruit.
This is so cool. Have you had any?
We're going to do rutabaga.
Or most popular emoji, eggplant.
Man.
We gotta have something with alliteration. He's got potato parcels, so we need to have like
rutabaga.
How are you gonna talk about stealing this man's idea when he's standing right in front of us?
No, Alex, I mean, surely, did you have anyone in your corner with this idea at first when you told some friends or a girlfriend at the time, right?
Right. So I was supposed to have date night with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I told her, I was like, I have this idea. We need to sell potatoes with anonymous messages. I was like, this is it.
Did she break up with you right there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Luckily
so
not.
What was your original investment? Like $5?
It was $50.
Well,
dude, you are such a genius. You're such a genius.
Postage.
So.
Such a genius. Have you had any celebrities hit you up to do this? Like, where you recognize the name? You're like, hey.
No, I wish, though. Some people have sent John Oliver a ton of potatoes. He had this thing where he started his own church. As a thing, like, to make a statement about the IRS not taxing the churches.
Right.
And so he asked for donations, and we had, like, 10 people send John Oliver a potato.
That's a great idea, though. You should get all the late-night host face on the potatoes and send it to them.
I
you never know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you get
never
them to maybe incorporate
Ellen
on their show.
It.
We actually just got back from filming a national daytime talk show. I don't think I can announce it yet.
Okay.
But,
Man.
It's going to be airing in a couple weeks.
Alex is blowing up.
I'm excited about it.
I'm sitting here because I did a commercial on the Kid Craddock Show, and it featured hams. You remember this, Kelly, obviously.
Yeah.
I should have just written notes on the hams. I could be rich right now.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So, wow.
Yeah. And then you got a job out of it, though.
I got a job out of it.
Yeah.
I'm still working.
Well,
that man's got people trying to buy his potato franchise.
Yeah. What are you doing December 19th, Alex?
December 19th. I have no idea.
Oh, that's the day Al's contract expires.
We need an idea man up in here.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
My gosh.
You know, this is not the first time Alex has been on our show.
Really?
It is not.
It's not.
Alex, you entered into one of our contests.
I did.
A little birdie told me.
Yeah.
You happened to do a little bit of rapping.
Yep, with a video, too.
Oh.
He did our...
Oh, what contest was it?
The 2014 VMA Rap Contest.
Oh, last year, okay.
Here's Alex Craig rapping a little for us about The Wolf of Wall Street, I believe.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
The movie review rap.
Flashback,
ready for Jonah Hill. Amos actors, slightly serious, a lot less batter. Financial disasters, when it comes to money it matters. Corruption millions, aren't all that they seem. The wolf to Wall Street, American dream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I did that video. I don't know if you guys remember it. It was like I was I had different faces, like Leonardo DiCaprio and then Martin Scorsese.
I totally remember this because I was really gunning for you to win because he was doing Kanye and Wolf of Wall Street. It was so perfect.
You were not the big winner though. You were...
I got second place. I got this watch.
So. He's wearing the watch.
I'm wearing the watch.
Oh wow.
How cool is that? God. Alex Craig, a winner in life and on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Man.
And you got products coming up for Christmas. Is that the
Yeah, I'm going to let you guys in on all of the secrets.
Oh, more, I mean, this is your big debut here.
The Christmas potato is actually going to be a lump of coal.
Yes.
You can send anyone an anonymous message on a lump of coal, but it's just going to be a potato that we spray paint black.
Okay. Love it.
Man, this guy is just
shout out.
You're a genius.
Yeah, you are.
The ideas just keep coming.
Again, it's potatoparcel.com. Send a message with a potato. Completely anonymous. Completely hilarious. Give it up for Alex Craig, everybody.
Thank you guys so much.
Potato.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you one person that won't be playing Beat the Bank.
Who that?
Potato guy.
No, no need.
They don't need the money, but maybe you do. Your shot at winning up to $1,000 happens now with Beat the Bank. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jenna, what color would you like?
I would like 17.
Caller number 17, you'll get the play. Make sure you don't let that bank vault close on you, because if it does, you don't win anything. We'll play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bang. Here we go.
Beat the Bang. Beat the Bang. Neiman Marcus. Maybe Barney. Or be like Kelly. Dollar Tree. Beat the Bang.
I feel like you had Kelly in the palm of your hand and you lost.
And you didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sometimes it's not about rhyming, Kelly.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's about getting it done before you go to bed.
Hey, that rhymes.
Jenna, what was the caller number you wanted?
17.
17, and that happens to be you, Heidi. Congratulations.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
Hi.
Girl.
Morning.
What's up, Heidi?
Good morning.
What are you doing right now?
Guys. I'm on my way to work. I had to pull over so I could concentrate.
Oh, nice.
All
smart
right,
woman.
Heidi. What do you do for a living?
I'm a financial controller at a chemical plant.
Ooh. Ooh.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Financial controller at a chemical plant.
How many dollars and cents do you manage?
She ain't going to tell. Oh, I thought you were asking how much she makes.
No.
Millions,
But
though,
you're
right?
in charge of a lot of...
It's a lot of beans. Yeah.
Lot
of bean
I thought you were going to say, what's your take-home pay?
Yeah, well,
no.
now that we're talking about it.
No,
I'm just kidding. Right. Just kidding.
Hey, do you guys really do have that red button at the chemical plant that you could push and everything goes horribly wrong?
Not a big red button.
Probably wrong.
A lot of computers, screens, a lot of monitoring going on.
You know how the Simpsons, Homer Simpson, always messes up.
Yeah, there's always just one red button.
Yeah, the red button.
No,
he hits
not
it.
A red
Make everything self destruct.
The planet goes
all
away.
All the chemicals come out.
We call it the Tom Brady button.
The deflate button?
Yeah.
Heidi, here's how the game works. Beat the bank. We're going to throw you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to start throwing numbers your way. That's the amount of money you could win. It could go up to $1,000, but it might not go all the way that high. So your job is to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go, okay?
Before the vault closes.
Yeah, because if it closes on you, you win nothing. We don't want that. We want you to win money since you manage it so well.
Even if it goes all the way to $1,000, you still have to yell stop because the vault will still close after that.
Okay. And how's Al feeling today? Because Al usually has a good or bad feeling.
Heidi, I'm going to be honest with you. Yesterday, it went up to 1,000. We didn't give away 1,000. But on the heels of that, I'm feeling a little lukewarm today.
Lukewarm.
Okay. Does that change the number in your head, Heidi?
But some is better than none.
But keep in mind, I have no clue.
Yeah, we don't know.
You really don't.
But you're pretty good at guessing, so I'm going to take that in the back of my mind.
Everybody's got to be good at something, Heidi.
So much pressure, Al. So much pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
All right, Heidi, make sure you yell stop so we can hear you. Are you ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Let's play Beat the Bank.
$340.
Whoa. Strong start.
$410.
$500.
460. 540. 600.
Stop.
Oh!
She said stop!
That's good. That's good.
Hold on. Are you watching kid TV or something? Because Big Al Max started, that's where he would have stopped.
As soon as he said 640, I did the stop. I'm like, cut! And you saw me. You felt my vibe.
There you
I'm
go.
So happy.
I was feeling you.
All right, look baby girl. All right, baby girl. What are you going to do with 640 bucks?
Oh, well, it's my husband's birthday and our anniversary this month, and so maybe we'll do something real nice to spoil ourselves a little bit.
Okay. $600 definitely will do that.
That's
for you.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Patty, we like to see how high it goes just for fun, so let's check it out. Let's see if Al was right.
630. Oh. 650. 660. Yeah. 730.
Ooh. Ooh. Al's like, come on. Shut.
How you feeling now, Al?
Shut. There you go.
All right.
Shut that though. Shut that.
Hey, not bad.
I think you played that right.
Yeah.
$600 is great.
You didn't leave it $100 on the table. You good, baby?
Yeah. That's lukewarm, Al. That's on point.
That's lukewarm.
Heidi, thank you so much for playing. You hold on. We'll get you your $600, okay?
Great. Thanks, guys.
All right. Hold on.
Thank you.
There she goes. Heidi, our first winner of the day. We're going to play again less than an hour from now. About 45 minutes. Al, did you try to give her an extra $40 there?
Did I try?
You had the number wrong.
It was 640.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I guess I did.
Poor Heidi now. Yeah. Thanks.
600, baby. I'm
ripping
sorry.
Her off with 40 bucks. Speaking of money, you just heard the potato guy, Alex.
Oh, man.
People are asking us on Facebook and Twitter, did that guy really make that much money just sending potatoes?
20 grand.
I know. It's really hard to believe.
You sure did.
But sometimes it's the stupidest thing, though.
I know. So they're thinking we need to get in on this in the money department.
Really?
Well, yeah.
I'm trying to cut back on carbs. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So here are some foods we can sell if we want to.
Oh, okay.
Now, it's up to you guys because your names are attached to these.
Okay.
Big Al.
Yeah.
How about Big Al's bananas?
Big Al, okay, yeah.
You sell those. They
spoil, though. You remember what he said? That's why he doesn't do bananas because they spoil so fast.
Okay.
So these are things to mail messages on.
Yeah. Big Al's breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs.
Was one idea we had.
Okay, they mold over there. Right.
Oh, they do mold.
How are you going to write on a breadcrumb?
A very small pen, Kelly. Very small. Big Al's broccoli. Because it's funny because you don't eat
that.
Can't
write on that.
I guess good.
Well, yeah, you could on the stem.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jenna.
Okay.
Jenna's juice.
Okay.
Juice.
Well, how do you
Jenna's
write on
jelly
juice?
Beans. Little jelly bean messages.
Jenna's jelly bean would be great.
Yeah. You can do all the fun flavors that you love.
And then you could sell the side microscope for an extra fee.
Yeah.
And
it's almost like rice.
You can send the licorice flavors to the people you hate.
Oh, yeah. You know what flavor I used to hate with jelly beans was the popcorn flavor. Now I love it.
Oh, the buttered popcorn.
Oh, I
it's
love
like
it.
It's a weird aftertaste, though.
I know.
It tastes like lotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it now.
Are the black ones, is that licorice or what are the black jelly beans?
Yeah.
Jelly beans.
I mean, what flavor?
Yeah, they're licorice.
Black licorice.
It's black licorice. Okay. I just never even tried.
Riding on the black ones would be hard, though.
Yeah, it would be.
It tastes like tar.
I don't like the black jelly beans.
Jaeger.
Kelly. You have the most money-making potential.
I do.
With Kelly's Kiwi.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
I thought you'd say Kelly's Raspberries.
No.
That's too obvious, Kelly.
We need the cuckoo sound. Like Kelly's Couscous.
Kelly's Couscous?
Couscous is impossible to write on.
And the number one idea sent in for Kelly's business.
Yeah.
Kelly's Kumquats.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
how about
like that.
Kelly's Cabbage?
Kelly's Cabbage.
I don't cabbage.
Kelly's Cabbage would be a great idea.
Yeah.
So there you go. If you guys want to mail messages.
Yeah, I'm going to get all over that.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big congratulations to Heidi Pfeffer. She's going to work $600 richer.
Way to go, Heidi.
She played Beat the Bank and won. She could have won $730. Al said he felt lukewarm about it. He was correct. She got plenty of money out of it. We're going to play again in 30 minutes. Make sure you have that phone handy. You just got to get in, be the right caller, and that's how you play. Make sure the door doesn't close on you, because that way you don't win anything. Great news, Swifties.
Swifties.
We're going to be playing Where in the world is Taylor Swift? All you got to do is listen for clues every day next week to figure it out. We're going to take guesses at 7:50 Central Time on Friday. And until we get a winner. So we'll have people lined up.
Okay.
You tell us where you think Taylor is. Where in the world is Taylor Swift? And you pick the correct city. We'll send you and a friend to see Taylor Swift's 1989 concert.
Okay.
And whatever city you guess, that's where you get to go watch.
Good match,
hint.
Match where our tickets are.
How about that hint right there?
Got it. Yeah. All right.
And yesterday was a big day on the show during Love Letters to Kelly.
Oh, boy.
Big Al Mac, you broke the internet.
How did I break the internet?
You broke our Facebook page.
I didn't break anything.
You broke the internet.
How so?
We had so much interaction because of your...
Really?
Announcement. Yes, Kelly.
Yeah.
This was not an announcement. It was just a statement, just in passing. I didn't even think it was a big...
It was a big revelation. Statement.
It was during Love Letters to Kelly. I don't even remember the letter.
It was the most shocking.
Yeah.
Love Letters to Kelly.
We were talking about...
Al just flippantly said... What were we talking about?
We were talking... We had a letter that I think a lady who was talking about her boyfriend or husband that was on some type of social media.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it was Tinder, whatever it was. And then I mentioned, I said, well, you know, it's not even a big deal if the guy's not being... If he's not pursuing anybody.
Uh-huh.
I'm on Match.com, but it's just because I've just been on there for such a long time.
You never canceled it. You made it an account you've had for years.
Yeah.
An inactive account.
And I said, my girlfriend's on Tinder. No big deal.
Boom!
And that just put the show to it brought us to a stop.
I always know what the big deal is.
Because you're in a committed relationship?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And we're
committed.
Kendra King agrees with you, Al.
Thank you, Kendra.
She wrote us and said, when you hear Dr. Girlfriend's explanation of why she made one, it sounds like simple curiosity, not serious. But yeah. Al said he didn't care and he sounded genuine. Everyone else was making it out to be something bigger and made it an awkward thing.
I heard
curiosity killed the cat.
It's the media. Y'all are
very
blowing it
good,
out.
JC.
Very true.
I learned that back when
very
I moved
good.
To Mexico. Thank you very much, Kelly. Amy also wrote us. I mean, there's a bunch of messages if you want to read them on Facebook.
I don't need to read them.
I mean, Kid Nation was very,
I'm
very
sure. All right, you don't know anything about me. I'm secure.
What Amy say?
Amy says, it's bad for people to be on Tinder or dating sites when you are exclusive. Being curious is not okay at times.
She was curious, not curious as to what's out there, curious as to how the thing worked and, you know.
Then you look at your friends. Show me how that works. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Robin.
Oh, y'all just going to hit me. Y'all going to hit me from all sides.
We're not hitting you. We're just anything. Letting you know what's going on.
Robin Shurtleff has some experience here. And mm-hmm. Robin says, I knew when I found my husband was on Match.com, there was a problem. Mm-hmm. He said he was just curious to see what kind of people were on there and how it worked. We were divorced the next year.
Our boy Joe.
Well, obviously, he took it to the next level.
How about this one, Al? Somebody's got your back. JoJo Jimenez, shout out.
Yeah.
I got your back, Big Al.
Thank you, bro.
Way back. Shake my head.
Oh. All right.
Don Martin says, she's moving to Detroit. What do you expect?
Crystal did have a good point, Al.
Good point.
Crystal has a good point.
All right.
She's probably just on there looking to see if Al's on there. And the best meme goes to Amber.
Oh, there's a meme.
Oh, the memes are the best.
We made memes.
I just went to look at the memes because the memes are awesome. It's two sharks. Chilling, cuddling at the bottom of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the sharks is saying, I know, breakups suck, but hey, there are plenty of people on the land.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
So, and most of the questions was there any fallout, Big Al?
Well, I mean, yesterday she actually had the day off, and she had no idea what we had talked about.
Because
what y'all had talked
you.
About.
What?
We're talking about Al's girlfriend.
Dr. Girlfriend!
She had no idea. So,
because she works weird hours, she's a doctor and she's doing residency, so she's
a lot of like overnight.
Yeah.
So we're sitting at the bar. She goes, "You want to hang out?" I said, "Sure, come on up to the bar." So
oh, that's good.
She sat at the bar, and she goes, "Wait, what were y'all talking about?" I'm like, "We talked about you being on Tinder. It's no big deal." She goes, "I'm not even on it anymore." I said, "I know." And so she's starting to look for the segment online on the Kid Nation app.
Oh boy,
oh, that can't
so
be good.
She ran across the tweet or whatever it said. Headlines, Dr. Girlfriend on Tinder. Did y'all see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
It was on Twitter, I guess. And so she showed me that. It was headlines of a newspaper.
Oh.
Dr. Girlfriend on Tinder.
What?
You told her so that's not real.
She looked at topic.
So she looked at me. I'm like, I have nothing to do with it.
So you're in trouble.
You, you did. You brought it up.
I brought it up. And what even, like, I was making it a thing. I mean, so anyway, then she's trying to find the bit. And she goes, why are you wearing this stupid cowboy hat?
Oh, wow.
So that led to her maybe listening to the worst bit that I've ever done in 20 years.
Oh, the song.
And, oh, there's worse.
And so I'm like, don't even play that because I don't even want to hear it. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. So she eventually found it. She didn't make a big deal out of it because I didn't make a big deal out of it. It's no big deal.
Everything's cool.
She trusts me. I trust her. It's no thing. So, you know, I don't care.
Why are you looking at me?
What?
I'm just looking around the room. Everybody's looking up in the sky and stuff.
No, I admire that you're so grown up about it, because I would not react that way.
Admire or marvel at it.
It's both. I'm marveling at it. Okay. But Al's like that. Al doesn't get mad. You're not that kind of guy.
Falls off his back.
He's not a jealous kind of guy. He doesn't get mad. He's not a confrontational person.
He'll get mad, but then he gets over it very quickly.
And if you have full trust, I mean, that's the difference here. A person's gonna cheat.
You know,
if there was cause for concern for you,
you don't have to be on Tinder to cheat.
Then it would be a problem. But
she goes to work with doctors every day that make a whole bunch of money. I guess good looking people. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, she's there 24 hours at a time, 27 sometimes.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, might as well Tinder while you're there.
What? Yeah.
What? I'm just saying.
So what, she's too busy.
Kelly, I'm over here. Kelly.
What?
You just looking
at Kelly's not looking at Al.
I'm just
what,
listening.
Kelly?
I'm just listening.
Okay.
It's your relationship.
I don't understand it, bro. Me neither, Kanye. It ain't no thing. Y'all the ones making it a thing. It's no
whatever.
Thing.
I'm not making it. You whatever. Made it a thing.
I didn't make it a thing.
Hey,
I
it's just... your thing. Yeah. Do what you want to do. I ain't telling you who to sock it to.
It ain't no thing.
All right, it's no thing.
It ain't no thing.
No thing. Nobody's mad. She's not mad. You're not mad.
Ain't no thing.
Nobody's mad.
I still have this.
But
for some reason, I still have this piece of paper that was the Kelly engagement poll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is it time to
do the breakup?
Yeah.
There's no
because Al said there's no breakup.
There's no breakup.
I'll get on the pool.
There's no breakup poll.
Now, honestly, there are many. I would say, I would throw this number out. I would say 80% of dudes would have ixnated the relationship at that point.
I don't know about that. Okay, that's fine.
No, just because guys, unfortunately, are too. We think the worst.
Your mind goes there.
Our mind will go there.
My married friend.
Girls are more trusting than guys.
So,
but he and his wife were on there together as kind of like a joke.
And they wore their wedding. She was wearing her wedding dress in her picture, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Dude, I got the end of the day. I got other things that I'm not worried about that. That doesn't bother me. I'm
sorry. Okay.
That don't bother me.
What is bothering you?
Doesn't bother me.
You doesn't bother me.
You got other things.
Saying, I mean,
it's none of my business.
I'm just,
you know what I'm learning as I get older? Stuff ain't none of my business.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good. That's cool. She ain't worried about it. If she's not worried about it, I'm not worried about it.
You worry about it? I'm not worried about it.
Y'all
worried about it?
I'm not worried about it. I'm
just
watching.
Call us and let us know if you're worried about it.
If you're worried about it.
800-543-3548. You worried about it? Call us and let us know you're worried about it.
Maybe if you've matched.
What would
with Dr. Girlfriend?
Yeah, let us know what you would do if you found out.
Oh, you're asking for people who have matched with her.
No, I doubt there's any.
Is her screen name Dr. Girlfriend?
I don't know. I don't get girls on my Tinder.
Oh, okay. Good point.
I did get a screenshot.
You do? You have a screenshot?
Somebody sent it.
Screenshot of what?
Let me see.
Screenshot of what?
What?
Of her Tinder.
That was from Val. Yeah. Huh? Not a match. It's just a screenshot.
Screenshot
of her Tinder profile.
Not a match.
Oh.
Just a screenshot.
Oh, okay.
You curious, Al?
You want to see what it looks like?
Sure. Why not? I see.
I don't want to show you.
I want to see.
I see what it looks like.
I don't want to show you.
Right. You brought it up.
You brought it up.
Well, Jenna brought it up because she said
y'all make it.
What?
No, now y'all making this a thing.
It's not a thing, man.
Now y'all making this a thing.
It's just a screenshot.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody heard it.
It's a screenshot. Hold on. Let me find it.
Because it's from.
I'd worry about it.
There you go.
Maybe you just need to see it for yourself. Just to see.
All I did was open up my text message.
Oh, she's looking good.
Yeah.
Janelle.
Ow.
Yeah.
All right. Can I have my phone back?
Ooh, I save lives and break hearts. All right. That's cool. I ain't worried about it.
What'd you say? This is so awkward right now, you guys.
This is so bad.
What was that?
I'm about to have all my TV makeup redone.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I have my phone?
I ain't worried about it.
Not worried about it, but you won't give JC his phone back.
Stop looking at it. It's not even a match. It's just a, hey, look at this. It's just like,
this is so awkward and awful. And I've been on this show a long time.
I swipe right.
Don't swipe right. That's my pictures.
Oh, that's my picture.
Yeah, be careful.
I have been with this show for a long time, and I am very uncomfortable right now.
Obviously, I was flustered.
Bro!
I'm extremely uncomfortable. I need some showbiz top five in my life.
Well, I think this is story number one.
No, it's cool.
Still good? We're all good?
I'm good.
Al, if you're wondering, Match.com asked users to describe their ideal date. Apparently, women want a guy with short brown hair.
Yeah. I'm attracted to, I think it's an opposite thing.
A dad bod?
So I'm attracted to darker complected, darker haired men. What else do I want?
Dad bod? Dad bod's in right now.
Dad bod is somebody that's not like obsessed with gym. Although my pretend gym boyfriend is looking really sharp.
And a dog.
Sharp?
Oh, he looks good.
Yeah.
He's been putting an extra time in the gym.
I don't like gym freak meathead, but I'm not into dad bod either. I want you to.
He looks good.
Take care of yourself.
And guys, this is what guys want.
Yeah.
They want a career-driven doctor with strategically placed tattoo.
Oh, no tats.
Who spends her free time swimming.
She does
That's
swim.
What they asked?
That is so specific.
Right. And who saves lives and breaks hearts.
So a successful doctor with a tattoo who likes to swim?
That is so... Yeah. How do they come to that
random.
Conclusion?
I guess they did
a poll.
Look at
what people... checked
what they're
most?
Checking off.
Oh.
Very random.
So men want a female doctor?
Yeah.
That strikes me as odd.
Who would have thought? Yeah, doctor.
I wasn't looking for one.
You know? Yeah.
I wasn't looking for one. I just happened to find one.
Yeah.
She saves lives and breaks hearts.
Oh, that profile.
She took it off. You got to come up with a funny one. That's maybe what
I know. Ow, that bio.
Oh. She's looking pretty good there.
I guess hearing about it is one thing and seeing it's another.
Right.
I'd swipe right on that.
Of course. Who's their friend?
Like, see, the thing is it would never pop up in your profile because you wouldn't be in her list of preferences, I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe
because,
not.
Because, you know, yeah,
that's valid.
Think.
That's
you wouldn't
valid.
Think. You know, you usually pick people, like, in your age range.
I was
she's a good bit younger.
I'm way different than her last boyfriend.
Right?
I do know that. Because I
older?
Knew. Older? I mean, I wasn't, like, tight with him, but I think I'm older than him.
Yeah.
He was a
I
lot.
Mean, normally you kind of go within, I think, a 10-year age range.
He was a
right.
lot whiter
I mean, I'm
than
just
me.
Guessing.
A lot
know.
Whiter.
He was a lot
other
whiter.
Guy was
so
whiter
a lot
than
whiter
you.
Than
he was
you.
A lot whiter.
That's
than
tough to do, Al.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Beat the bang.
Beat the bang.
Yeah.
Beat the bang.
Mm-hmm.
Get on the phone, car, or home. Win enough. Drone. Beat the bang.
Oh, those drones are cool.
Dude.
Yeah, man.
Dude. I want to buy one, so I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
My wife won't let me get one because she says I'll cut my finger off like Enrique Iglesias did.
I'm going to either buy a boat or a drone.
Buy the drone.
I think the drone's cheaper.
Yeah, buy the drone.
Buy me a drone.
That's about a few.
Oh, but just think, if you had a boat, you could send that drone off as you're out on the boat.
Oh, can you imagine that?
I got to get both now.
You can get a drone landing pad on your boat. There's an idea for you right there, Lisa Reed. Drone. You are call number 15. You get to play Beat the Bank.
Awesome.
Do you have a drone yet, Lisa?
I don't, and the whole Enrique thing kind of scares me.
Yeah.
Because I have two boys, and I cannot imagine what they would do with it.
Oh, there will be blood if you buy a drone.
There will be blood.
There will be blood.
There will be blood. Tell us about you, babe. What do you do?
There will be blood, and there will be grounding.
Oh, of course. There's always grounding. What are you doing right now, Lisa? Are you working?
Nope, I'm stay-at-home mom. Well, no, I am working.
That's right.
There you go. That is
never stop.
24/7 job right there.
How old are your kids?
Absolutely 24/7.
How old are your boys?
Oh, my boys? I have a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Perfect.
Right. What are their names?
Dylan and Logan.
All right.
What up, Dylan and Logan?
Dylan's a 10-year-old.
Okay.
They're probably schooling right now.
They're in school, yeah.
Lisa.
Yeah, they're causing trouble.
Here's how Beat the Bank works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to throw numbers your way. Your job is to let us know when you think it's going to go as high as it's going to go, okay? And you yell, stop. Even if it hits $1,000, right, we need you to say stop, because if it keeps going and it closes on you, you win nothing. And we don't want that for you.
Yeah.
No. How you feel, Big Al? How you feel about it?
Oh, Lisa, everybody's counting on you now.
I'm going to be honest with you, Lisa. I feel a little better than lukewarm, but I won't go as far as to say I feel great.
Oh.
What is that?
I'm saying it's not an all-the-wayer for him.
I'm just saying.
That's what
I'm kind of hedging my bet a little bit, but I like your energy.
See, you're getting all this pressure on you now.
Yeah. I like your energy, though. So hopefully the Beat the Bank gods are with us, okay?
Absolutely. Amen.
Amen. I like Lisa's energy. I hope you win a lot of money, Lisa.
Yeah.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$230. $260. $350. $460. $500.
Lisa. Oh.
I blame Al, Lisa.
Completely.
Lisa. Oh, I feel so bad, Lisa.
You said it was slightly better than lukewarm.
Well, I said that's how I felt, but a lot of it had to do with
breaking
Lisa.
Hearts and ruining lives. That's
your
Al.
You're wrong for that.
Lisa, I am so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Still love you guys.
We love you too.
Love you too.
You keep raising them kids right.
I'm trying. At least I don't have to get him a drone.
That's right. It's always the bright side.
Bright side for Lisa. Lisa, thank you so much. Oh, man. That's our first closing of the season.
I feel bad now. My streak is broken.
I know.
I think you just keep your mouth shut from now on. Just tell them they're on their own.
I think you just don't have good instincts.
Well, if they want to ask Al, he's been pretty right for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even broken clock.
The country music song challenge has been downhill ever since.
Yeah.
You haven't regained your footing.
He's just thrown.
Oh, man.
Yes. Well, let's try something new here real quick, if I may. Are you guys ready for this new segment?
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know. Oh, what?
You may.
Here you go, Kelly Raspberry.
It's time for Slow News Day News.
I'm Jose Roberto Angeles Catam Lopez Chavez de Perez. Welcome to Snow News Day, where we bring you the why is this a news stories from around the world. Because there's nothing else to report on.
All right.
Nancy's out on the streets with a heartbreaking story.
You know, this is something that probably all of us can relate to, losing something that is dear to your heart. Well, tonight, this teen hopes you can help her find what she lost.
Every night. Yeah, I sleep with it every night. Yeah, so it's been a rough couple nights without it.
18-year-old Brooke McGlade can't keep her mind off of something very dear to her heart that she lost last Thursday. She says she left it on a SEPTA train when she left her dorm at Temple to go home to Brookhaven for the weekend.
I was shocked at first. I immediately started crying in the car to my sister. Then I called my mom right away and told her, and she was kind of like, well, which bag was it? Like, was it my expensive laptop? And I was like, no, it's worse. It's my poo blanket.
You heard her right. Brooke lost her Winnie the Pooh blanket. But it's not just any old blanket.
The blanket was actually my comforter when I was a newborn baby. That's what I slept with when I came home from the hospital, and I've been obsessed with it. It has been by my side all the years since, so it's very close to me. and I really haven't gone this long without it ever.
Brooke says it was stuffed inside a pink and white reusable Marshalls bag along with some laundry, a makeup bag, and cell phone charger. She says she placed it in the overhead above where she was sitting on the train. She got off at the Wallingford stop on the Media Elwyn line and forgot it.
Someone said, it's not embarrassing, it's cute. I hope you get it back.
Brooke has since taken to social media to ask for help finding it. She's getting lots of support on Facebook, where she's posted pictures of herself with the blanket.
It's definitely worn down. It's whitish. It used to be white. Has a giant hole in the center with the stuffing ripped out, tons of stains, and it has a faded image of Winnie the Pooh on the front.
It may not look like much, but Brooke says it's sentimental to her.
It's just all means so much to me, and yeah, I just want it.
And back here live, if you can help Brooke, go to our Fox 29 Facebook page and let us know. Also, Lucy, Brooke tells me the first time she realized this blanket was so important, she had left it at a hotel on a trip to Disney World. She had her parents drive 3 hours out of the way to go back and get it. So
I get
sentimental, no doubt.
I completely get it. I've got something just like that, Sean. I'd be devastated too. Hopefully she gets it back. Thank you so much.
So devastated you would put it on the news?
They had nothing.
Wow.
What?
Hey, Brooke, that's adulthood telling you to get rid of your blankie.
You lost it twice. You're just forgetful.
Okay, her parents made the mistake when they turned around and went back 3 hours.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's gone.
Your poo blanket?
You live and learn, girl. Keep up with
blanket.
Your stuff.
Just a blanket.
That's a news story?
I cannot believe that. I get, you know, I'm a little teenager.
Sure.
I'm going to go on my Facebook and Twitter and
18.
Ask all my friends.
Maybe if you lost your puppy.
The news cameras came out to your home.
Oh, thank you, Shannon. I haven't been keeping track. I heard the hair swoop sound.
Dang
which
it,
means,
guys.
Oh, wow.
Which means
watching.
JC has touched his hair 15 times this morning.
Anyways. So we're going to bring you slow news. I started noticing that.
That's so bad.
If it's really slow, they give you like.
What city was that again?
Philadelphia, Al.
That's Philly?
Okay. That's Philly. There's things going on in Philly.
Philly. Okay. Do you know how many people got shot in Philly while that was on?
Like, how do you get the news to come out to your house to report on your poo blanket?
Could be an Emmy story.
And how do you get a date after saying you lost your poo blanket on the news?
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, she's forgetful. She keeps losing it. Nobody even stole it. She just forgot it twice.
Twice.
And
that's how
a news story.
To her.
It's not like somebody jacked her.
And you know what?
And
she's been without
blanket.
It this long and she's surviving.
Yeah.
She's surviving.
Did a lady not turn like 102 that day or something? Like, that's cuter than a poo blanket. And that was today's slow news day.
Mm.
Hopefully there's plenty more where that came from.
I'm sure.
Mm. Hope you guys enjoyed that.
I'm sure. Thank you very much.
Pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
We still got Beat the Bank. We'll play again tomorrow. If you didn't get in today, we play twice a day, 7:20 and 8:20 Central. And we got those Taylor Swift tickets we told you about. Where in the world is Taylor Swift? Just listen every day for clues all of next week. And then we'll take guesses on Friday. So you can head on over to the 1989 World Tour Concert.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.